Happy Boxing Day to all of you on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline. We've got an interesting show for you today. We talked on Friday, and we played it on Monday, an interesting interview about U Sports. And I wanted to start off today, since it's still Christmas time, about the concept of the overscheduled child, the parents that think that by loving their child, it means they have to give them every single choice in the world. And Dr. Alvin Rosenfeld, who wrote the book, The Overscheduled Child, Avoiding the Hyper-Parenting Trap, had this interesting thing to say about what discipline is, how kids learn discipline.
Because it's like the notion of, in other words, discipline. We all hear we want our kids to have some discipline. Well, discipline comes from disciples, and the disciples wanted to emulate Christ. Why? Not because they were afraid of him, not because they wanted him just to be proud of them, but because they felt that he stood for a life and a way of being and a way of conducting oneself that was the right way to live. To our kids, we're also gods, especially the young ones, and they imitate, emulate, and follow the example we set. Are we rushing frenetically all the time? Or do we treat our friends with some respect? Do we care about reading a book, or do we just tell them they ought to do well at school? Do we have fun playing a sport, or do we just have to win, or we come home and break the golf club?
That's Dr. Alvin Rosenfeld. Friday's show focusing on U Sports. I want to always plant those seeds with you when you are thinking about the example you set for your kids or for yourself. Lord knows I've screamed. Lord knows I've sworn when I've hit a bad golf shot. And, you know, it's something I certainly believe is a very important part of what this show's about, which is, what is performance? Is performance just winning? Well, certainly it is winning. It is sportsmanship. It's many things. Today's show, we're going to have Larry Weisman from USA Today. To talk about the playoffs, did you know that the Chiefs, we'll talk with Len Dawson later in today's show, the Chiefs were very much for an expanded playoff format. Well, this year, even without it, there's a very good chance that a 7-9 team will make the playoffs this year. We're going to talk about that and the playoffs with Larry Weisman from USA Today and Len Dawson, 24 years the host of Inside the NFL. Then we'll go to Peter Costas to talk about a guy named Tiger Woods, AP's athlete of the year. You're listening to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states. So call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Do you love golf, boxing, soccer, wrestling? Then sign up for the podcast from your favorite sport and never miss a show. With podcasting, we deliver the best programs directly to your computer every week, automatically. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button. You'll never miss another show. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information. So register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out headgamesradio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
George Rosa III from the renowned Hallmark Institute of Photography.
If you are like many of our incoming students, you're wondering if now's the time to make an important change in your life. If you're serious about a career in which you can earn a living and be happy, and photography is your passion, our 10-month intensive program is your ticket to change. Don't wait any longer. Visit us at hallmark.edu. I'm George Rosa III, president of Hallmark Institute of Photography, where our mission is your success.
Hallmark Institute of Photography, 413-863-2478.
We know who's selling drugs in our community, but we never say anything to them. And if a white guy was to come into our community and sell drugs, we'd probably kill him.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline with Larry Weissman from USA Today. Larry, happy Christmas and Hanukkah to you.
Well, thank you, Nick, and to you also.
You know, there's so much soap opera to this year's NFL season. It's just amazing to me. What do you think is the most interesting story? To me, it's not the individual teams. It's the fact that there is so little predictability.
I would agree with you 100%. I think that there's been a marked inability of teams to, for the most part, get on any roll or to build on whatever good things they're doing from week to week. And, you know, one of them I would hold up as a stellar example is the Dallas Cowboys. They've gotten waxed in their last two home games. This is a team that had the division title and possibly a bye in the first round sitting there for them and played terribly twice at home.
And last night, it's interesting, you saw that Mr. Romo was having fun with Carrie Underwood before the game. You heard that T.O. was visiting his old Philly teammates in the game. It surprises me that a Bill Parcells doesn't have more control over his team. It's almost like he's having to deal with Hollywood in Dallas.
Yeah, it's an interesting team that it doesn't seem to respond all the time to what Bill wants and how he wants it done. And I think the best thing that he's probably done, given that he never really wanted Owens in the first place, is to refuse to engage this guy and play these kind of games with him. Owens is kind of ostracized in that locker room. He's not a popular guy. He's complained about it. But it's better that way than to have players starting to really take sides. So I think Bill's handled that part of it real well. And again, with Tony Romo, he's an inexperienced guy. He had some real good games, you know, coming in when nobody really had an idea what he would look like. And guys tend to come back to earth after a while.
And it's interesting, too, the way they seem to ignore T.O. a little bit. They got that first touchdown pass from him. He only had two catches for, 43 yards. Do you think they're ignoring him on purpose?
No, I don't really think that's the case. I mean, they obviously didn't have much offensive success last night, and they have an awful lot of options that they like. They've got two running backs they can feed the ball to, a very capable tight end, and Terry Glenn. So it isn't like the only guy that can hit a home run on this team is Terrell Owens, and I think sometimes what you see is quarterbacks get a feel or a certain affinity for a receiver, the way he runs routes. But they have confidence that the receiver will catch the football. And I don't know that Romo and Owens have this sort of simpatico thing going that he may feel with, let's say, his tight end, Jason Witten, or with Terry Glenn.
And look at this team. You've got a talent at every position, skill position. Barber and Jones. Barber is considered in some ways more threatening than Jones, and he was stopped three times on the goal line last night. You've got Witten, a very capable tight end. You've got a solid defense, some of the better hitters in the league. You've got decent special teams. What's wrong with this team? To me, it's the distractions that have been the biggest problem.
Well, you could probably make that argument, but I don't know how that factors into them coming up so flat in home games. You know, and I look back to another one earlier in the year. They had Washington all but beat and didn't beat them in a crazy play where a field goal was blocked, and then the Redskins kicked a late field goal. So that was one that they let get away on a number of levels. But not being able to handle the Saints at home, and not being able to handle an Eagles team at home with its backup quarterback playing, given that he's playing as well as he is, still, you know, they couldn't stop the run, they couldn't contain him, they were out of the game early, and I would agree that there's some sort of lack of focus going on in Dallas, but I'd hesitate to lay all of that on a number 81.
Well, it's interesting. It's one more unpredictable thing, which would lead me to believe the most unpredictable thing coming into this last week would be that the Giants would find a way to win. And so that's why I'm going with the Giants. It's like at the point when you think you can finally figure out a team, they surprise you. Let's move on to the Jets in the Miami game last night. Miami, a very up and down season. The weather didn't exactly help. The Jets could have given themselves, some real serious problems at the beginning of the game with that botched field goal attempt. What's going on with Miami and the Jets teams?
Well, for Miami being out of it, I think, being out of the playoff race, I think that took a little bit of the edge off of them. And, clearly they ride their defense. They're hurting the offensive backfield. They're not getting the kind of quarterbacking that they need and that they haven't had in, 10 years. Joey Harrington was, adequate at best, and I think, they've been pulling him from they pulled him from the last two games for a lack of production, but he doesn't have a whole lot around him, and Cleo Lemon certainly didn't get a whole lot done in the second half either. So, the Dolphins are just kind of a team that's out of balance. The Jets, they win ugly. They just kind of lump along. They don't seem to do much, and yet they make a play here and there that carries them. And, if you could find anybody that thought they would have won nine games this year, much less be in contention for a playoff spot, I would like to meet that person.
And that leads us to who's coach of the year. Eric Mangini, I think, the youngest coach in the NFL. But most importantly, what every coach does is develop trust and belief that they can win, belief that they're in every game. Certainly his quarterback has found a way to come back from all those injuries, but Eric Mangini is certainly my vote.
And that's a good one. I would think it's clearly between him and Sean Payton with New Orleans, though. Then you do end up overlooking Marty Schottenheimer or Brian Billick and what they've done and winning a lot of games with teams that you thought would be at least, competitive coming into this season. The thing that I think you could argue for Payton is that team was in complete disarray on every level, from its organizational approach to the game to players being displaced last year and not being in the Superdome or in their own practice facility. And he's given everybody a real purpose there and a real sense of direction that was clearly lacking over the last number of years. And, they've won their division. They're going to have a first-round bye for the first time in club history. And I think that makes a pretty good argument for him.
We've got a caller, Ian, from South Jersey about the Philly game. Ian, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Well, yeah, I just want to talk about T.O. I mean, you said he can't be getting blamed for everything, but he's got, 15, 16 drop balls this year, and they come in crucial moments, like the one last night that hit him right in the gut. I mean, just crucial drops he's been having all season. Big lack of concentration.
Yeah, I don't argue that.
And go ahead, Larry.
Those kind of things are really they're really destructive for another reason, in that they kill the potential for a drive. They take the wind out of the team, and the other part of it is that the guy screams for the ball, and when you throw it to him, he doesn't catch it. But, mistakes happen during games. People, other guys have to pick this thing up and carry it forward. And so, yes, I would argue that Owens has probably made as many bad plays as good plays for the Cowboys, but I how do you blame him when they can't get in the end zone three times from the one? That's not his fault.
Yeah, what about this, Ian? What about that deep pass in the end zone when T.O. didn't look up till the very last second, made no effort to prevent the interception? That was not exactly my expectation of a veteran who wants to be considered a leader on that team.
It was an incredible catch by Dawkins, but it looked like T.O. just gave up on the play, just like he just stopped.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too, and I would think that one thing that you've seen in him this year is less technique. In receiving, his route running has not been as good. They noticed this on the broadcast last night, that he tends to drift toward the sidelines and put himself in a position where even if he makes a great catch, he's out of bounds. And the other parts of the game, the things that you look for from him in past years, his willingness to block downfield, to do other things, I haven't seen that.
Sean Salisbury is saying he's just an average receiver. I'm not sure if he's average, but he's not the T.O. of old. It's interesting the way he started the season and the injury. We've got to give him credit that he's playing with that finger, which can't be a lot of fun. But even having said that, he can be tough. He can make the blocks. He can do some of the things that shows that he's a leader, that he has experience. And in the end zone, when that ball's coming down and he made no attempt to go after it, that to me is a sign that this is a T.O. that has a different attitude than he's saying that he has.
Yeah, I don't think he's the player that he was. He's getting older. He's in a different place, you know, again. And, you know, the fit is hard to get. And he's just not a player that brings great focus.
There you go.
Ian, thanks for calling, buddy. Listen, why don't you stay on, give us your address. We'll send you some credits from Tickets Now, some gift certificates for worth $100 to tickets to concerts and sporting events. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. When we come back, we'll be joined by Len Dawson. We're going to talk about the coaching that deserves some credit besides Eric Mangini, Sean Payton. Yes, we're going to talk about Brian Billick, Marty Schottenheimer, the guys that should be up for Coach of the Year on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
It starts with the O&D line, and they stepped up and set the tempo, and then you can go all the way through the team after that. But really with those two groups, you know, they set the tempo for the rest. The coordinators, I thought, did a great job of putting together a nice game plan, one that was very manageable for the players. And
that's Andy Reid, not the world's most exciting interview, but maybe also one more candidate for Coach of the Year. It's very exciting when a coach is consistent throughout, but you can throw that out the window this year. We're joined by Len Dawson, along with Larry Weiss. And Len, you've got a bad cold, buddy. You're playing hurt. I love it.
Yeah, right. I should have gone to the West Coast.
for two night games in a row and being on an airplane with all those germs that those football players throw around.
Yeah. Don't know where those come from. Hey, Len, how many times did you play with the flu or with a bad cold?
I generally get one a year, you know, during the football season. So, and I used to get them in training camp, which was terrible because get a cold in training camp, and you know what Liberty, Missouri is like in the summertime. It's close to 100 degrees with 100 all that degrees. Humidity, so it's not fun at all. But it's one of these things you got to deal with.
Well, let's talk about that game last night as you were in there in bed watching the Dallas game, and we were talking about T.O. and the lack of effort, the lack of fundamentals that he's shown. But forget about T.O. Let's talk about Philadelphia. The job that Andy Reid has done, and of course the job that Jeff Garcia has done to resurrect his career and also resurrect the season. They clinched a playoff spot after being considered dead in the water 5 weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you, I was very impressed with Garcia because he looks to me like a football player. He looks to me like somebody that knows what the heck is going on and can improvise and do some things on his own when the protection might break down and turn it a negative into a positive. So I was really impressed with him, and I thought that, you know, that most people thought that Philadelphia was dead when they had to go to him when their quarterback got hurt. But on the other side of that coin, he's playing as well or, you know, well as that other quarterback would have been doing.
Larry Weisman, if you are Andy Reid and the Eagles, don't you make every effort to keep Jeff Garcia for next year knowing the chances of injury to your quarterback are so high?
Well, you're going to certainly need somebody to start the season, and I would think that the McNabb injury might be, you know, a full year. And when you look at what happened with Dante Culpepper trying to push his way back too soon off a knee injury, you have to think you may need a different starter. You may need somebody to carry you through the first eight next year, and I think you have to play to the sense with Jeff Garcia that he's gone other places and tried to start with bad teams, and that didn't work. And really the only team that was chasing him at all this offseason was Philadelphia. So maybe the loyalty argument can carry the day.
Hey, Lenny, as a quarterback, the example that you show is fundamental to the rest of your teammates. And Tony Romo, for all of the Pro Bowls and all the fact that they're going, probably going to the playoffs, all those wonderful things, he is on the field with Carrie Underwood, the American Idol star, a few hours before the game. I don't care if it's 6 hours before the game. Don't you think that's a distraction? Don't you think that's a message that he's not totally focused?
I would think so. I mean, that could be after the game. I mean, I wouldn't talk to anybody before a football game. You know, because, you know, you're particularly the quarterback position.
Even on Christmas Day.
You could be good, you know, goodwill for all men, but, I mean, the business is football, and you have to concentrate on football. You know, when the game is over, then you can do whatever you want, but, my goodness, you know, guys I played with, I mean, you could hardly talk to them because they were fired up and ready to go. It builds up through the week until Sunday, or whenever you play, Monday, Sunday, Saturday. To that particular point, you work up to that, and your focus should entirely be on the football game. Maybe the quarterbacks ought to start calling some plays, because if you're calling plays like we had to do when I was playing, you better be concentrating on the game and not be thinking about something else.
What do you do if you're Bill Parcells at this point?
Well, that's his guy. I mean, he made the move, and it was successful, except yesterday it wasn't successful. I mean, he didn't play well at all. But, I mean, that's the guy that he's counting on, the guy of the future for the Dallas Cowboys. So all he can do is set him down and remind him what, you know, what he's there for, particularly on game day. And, you know, it's good to look like you're loose, but you had better be focused.
Len Dawson and Larry Weisman, at the end of the year, you know, we're looking at the coaching jobs of the year. We talked about Mangini. We certainly don't believe Art Schell or Mr. Marinelli in Detroit are going to get it, but Brian Billick, Schottenheimer, Andy Reid, and also Mr. Fisher in Tennessee. But, of course, without a guy named Vince Young, that wouldn't have happened. What do you think about that? Do you think that Mr. Fisher deserves a vote for Coach of the Year? Let's start with Len.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. I mean, he's turned that thing around. When he went to Vince Young, he turned that thing around, and, you know, it's been phenomenal how they come up, and now they start believing in themselves. I don't think, you know, before he put Vince Young in there, that team really believed that they were any good and they could win. They hadn't won in the last few years, and so this guy really gave them a tremendous spark. Now, that's one coach, I think, in Drew Brees in New Orleans. What a phenomenal job he has done, and that young coaching staff there as well, and in New York with the Jets, too. So there are some candidates there that have really done much, much better than people anticipated they were going to do this year.
Who would you give the top vote to?
I don't know. I like the guy at New Orleans. What they've done, what they've been through. My goodness, from last year and, you know, picking them up from the ashes with nothing to being a contender. Now they believe that they can win, and they're playing like winners.
And it, to me also, Larry, the way that you see Reggie Bush, 125 yards rushing. They've experimented. They've fine-tuned. The complete team that New Orleans is, that is such a wholesale change. It's not just one player. It's not just the offense. It's not just the defense or special teams. It's the complete team. So, yeah, there's a strong argument that Sean Payton may be the best vote.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You bring in a talent like Reggie Bush, and you have to find the right role for the guy. He's not somebody you want ramming the ball up the middle. They have Deuce McAllister come back. He's quietly had a very good year. They got rid of Dante Stallworth before the season started, but Devery Henderson emerged as a great deep threat. So the moves they've made, the way they've approached the games, and the ability that Sean Payton has had to put in an organizational structure that club so sorely lacked before just puts him over the top for me.
Let's go back to Vince Young and whether Len Dawson, Vince Young would be the same quarterback this year and what he's accomplished with six straight victories and a real shot now, the playoffs. I mean, it's just amazing to me, but Norm Chow has to be a big part of that. Here is Tim Brown talking about the leadership that a great quarterback can bring, even a rookie like Vince Young.
Houston, and I know it's Houston, but still, for them to come back and beat Houston the way they did, you know, you hear the players in the locker rooms that this guy looked us in the eyes, you know, before that last drive and was asking who wants it, you know, and talking to the players like that. Well, that's not something that you hear a rookie quarterback say. You know, that's not something that you hear a guy who's supposed to be green at that position step into a huddle and say. But this is a guy who loves those type situations, who loves to have the ball in his hand when everything is on the line. And, you know, and I've been saying on our show that, you know, I have not seen a rookie quarterback ever come into the league, since I've been following the ball anyway, and do the same things he did in college, and is able to do those things in the pros as a rookie. And to be able to do that so quickly, I don't think Michael Vick played this well. I don't know if he even played that much his rookie year. So I think this is really an incredible thing that we're seeing. And really the future for this kid is brighter than ever, because he's getting some great, great lessons on the field right now, and he's passing all the tests. So if they can go ahead and win out this year and playoffs, it would be one incredible, incredible feat for it.
That's Tim Brown. So you're looking at Matt Leinart, Tony Romo, Jeff Garcia, Vince Young, Rivers, all these quarterback stories. Is Vince Young the best of all of them, Len?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I know this, that didn't they say, well, the guy doesn't throw right. He shouldn't make it in pro. He just uses his legs to do it. And I think when he heard so many negative things about himself, that probably turned him into a positive thing. And the thing is, he's able to do it. He's done a lot of it with his legs, Nick, with running with the football. And he's a big, strong young man. And I think he's going to get better, because eventually, like all those runners that do a lot of running, eventually they get banged pretty hard, and then something happens, they get an injury or something, and they can't do that. So he has to improve, I think, on the other aspects of the game. And it's amazing to me that he's been able to do what he has done. And what happens is this. You know, the veterans on there say, oh, damn, here's another rookie quarterback, a phenom that can't do anything. And all of a sudden, he does things. See, first of all, to gain the confidence of your teammates, you have to do something on the field. And he's been able to do that. Now, all of a sudden, they say, hey, we got a guy here that can get this thing done. So now, maybe if I do a little better job at my position, we're going to win more ball games. And I think it gets contagious like that. And it started with Vince Young himself doing it. And I see him, how energetic he is, how emotional he is, and how fired up he is. Looks like he loves to play the game. And that can become contagious with the rest of your squad. So they want to upgrade their level of play, because they can see, well, this young quarterback is doing it, so I better do the same thing.
Well, let me put this to both of you. How much of it is coaching? The fact that Norm Chow is one of my favorite coaches, the job that he's done, he could have gotten Matt Leinart, but look at what he's done there. How much of that is coaching when you hear what Tim Brown said about Michael Vick, who 7 weeks ago, everyone was saying, has finally taken that next step? Larry.
Well, I think one of the great things that Tennessee has done is kind of let Vince Young be Vince Young. They're not overcoaching him. They're not restraining him. They're not keeping him from the things that he does. And as a result, on a team where you probably can't name the running back or any of his receivers, he's able to keep plays alive, stretch the field, and make the defense defend horizontally and vertically at the same time. He wears defenses out, and that's what leads to these great comebacks.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, last words with Len Dawson and Larry Weissman of USA Today. We're going to talk about Cincinnati. How big a heartbreak is it when you have a botched extra point attempt after you've come from behind like that? We're going to talk about Cincinnati, San Diego, and Denver, and what their part in the playoffs might be. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
The holiday season is approaching, and Tickets Now knows exactly what to give the special person in your life. Event tickets. Tickets Now has over 2 million tickets to the hottest sports, concert, and theater events in North America, and each one of them make excellent holiday gifts. Not sure what tickets to give? Give them a Tickets Now gift card, redeemable for any purchase at TicketsNow.com. Tickets Now gift cards make the perfect stocking stuffer. Remember, Tickets Now guarantees every transaction with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself today at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com. TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring. I have corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to HomeBiz, the number 47.com. That's HomeBiz47.com.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down.
Call Guaranteed Consumer Funding today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you, and we'll include over $700 in premium upgrades and a free MP3 player. For a new computer and improved credit score, call 800-787-2816. 800-787-2816.
That's another stroke penalty, two-shot penalty for hitting yourself with a golf ball. And then it flopped down the bunker, buried again, he had to blast out fire, and he kept whistling. That would have been me. I would have taken that golf cart and thrown it into the lake.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Boxing day to you. On Head Games Radio, we're going to have Peter Costas from CBS Golf, the Swing Meister, tell us about the AP Athlete of the Year, Tiger Woods, who beat out LaDainian Tomlinson, Len Dawson. LaDainian Tomlinson, probably your pick for Player of the Year?
He is in football, that's for sure. He and Drew Brees, I think, are the two guys that in football that are so deserving. But when you talk about a guy dominating a sport, Tiger Woods is all by himself.
Okay, well, let's talk about that game in the same division, Denver having to eke out a win because of a botched extra point. Cincinnati coming from behind. Carson Palmer fresh from a Pro Bowl selection, leading them down. They score the touchdown with 41 seconds left. How big of a disappointment? How much does that impede Cincinnati's confidence?
You're asking me. Now, I was a holder for 19 years. Let me ask you, Nick, could that ball have been caught and put down?
It could have been caught. It yes. could definitely have been caught. The question is, would the kicker have been able to slow down his...
I would have had that ball have been down. Because as a holder, you anticipate the worst. And the worst is high and away from you, and that's what that thing was. He got his hands on it. He just wasn't able to control it. You know, that's why sometimes I wonder why a quarterback isn't there holding for the kicker. Or the backup quarterback, somebody who's accustomed to handling the ball a great deal of the time. But that was such a shame to fight like that, to the game being decided on a botched snap and hold for the kicker. So, and that was an extra point. I mean, I don't know. It looked like he put a lot of zip on it, that he didn't necessarily have to put a lot of zip on that snap.
Well, one of the things, of course, Larry Weisman, you know that there's a new rule this year that those poor little quarterbacks get to spending the night before the game with the football so that they're nice and cushy for them and they don't slip out of their hands. But the actual kicking balls are much more slippery. So, you know, that could be part of it.
Yeah, you know, and again, as Len was saying, the snap was not good. It had quite a bit of wobble to it and was high and away. And just from having seen it, you know, a couple of times on television, it looked like even had he jumped across and pulled it down, I don't know how you would have got a kick out of that anyway, but maybe if you can field the snap, you've got a chance at throwing it into the end zone and hoping for something. But, you know, to lose a game where you should have had a tie and a chance to win it overtime and with really no margin to fool around with the record that the Bengals have, this could be devastating.
Yeah, well, last night, Joe Theismann said, why on earth do they have a guy that's questionable at holder when you can have a backup quarterback? And the refrain over and over again from coaches, we don't want the quarterback to be hurt. Hey, Len, you're trading the chance at real points. You're trading the chance at securing victory for the possibility. And I don't ever remember, do you remember any holder being injured because of somebody running into him during a game?
No, I held for 19 years.
Ever.
I held for 19 years. I never got touched. They're not going after the holder. They're going after in front of the ball where he's kicking the thing. He's flying by the holder. But, you know, you just want somebody in there. I felt very comfortable holding because I was playing and I was accustomed to handling the football. And fortunately, I had an excellent snapper in Bobby Bell, who's a terrific snapper. But the thing is, as I said before, I always anticipated the worst. And if the worst didn't come, then it's a piece of cake. But if the worst comes, that you know that you're in position. And oftentimes I see, too, that when the guy is holding the ball, he's putting his finger down with the spot, and he puts his other hand up. But once the ball is snapped, you got to put both hands up. It's always been my contention that I'm going to give the spot, and I'm going to hit that spot pretty close to it. But I want both hands up so that I'm in position to move after that football if it's not a good snap. And so that was just my contention. I felt very comfortable doing that, my kickers had pretty good success because two of them, Lou Groza and Jan Stenner, are in the Hall of Fame.
And I wish you'd help for me then. Hey, you know, I kicked over 900 kicks in the NFL, and only one time was I run into. That was by the Dallas Cowboys. One time out of 900, I scraped. Somebody came by with his shoulder pad and scraped my shin. Never hurt in over 900 kicks, and yet some coaches are so worried about the holder being hurt, being a quarterback, that they have a guy, like a guy from Australia who plays Australian rules rugby, holding the ball. That's too bad. And it's something that really coaches need to take a look at. Guys, before I let you go, Larry Weisman, I wanted to talk about this Atlanta Falcons deal with Michael Vick. It's interesting to use, as we do now, Vince Young as an example of a quarterback that's coming on, that's getting his sense. And how much of it has been a distraction when the head coach is talking about coaching for his old college team?
Yeah, that was quite a gaffe by Jim Mora to bring up his interest, which he says now was a joke. You know, and if that was a joke, then he and John Kerry ought to get together and tell jokes, because neither one of them is very funny. It is a distraction. Jim Mora has created problems for himself that he didn't need to create. Michael Vick has created problems for the both of them that he didn't need to create. And what you have there is a player who needs coaching and rejects it, and a coach who doesn't seem to be entirely organized enough to supply the coaching that his player is inclined to reject.
Lynn, final comments from you before we let you go, my friend.
Well, he talked about he was being funny. I've always said that dying is easy. Comedy is tough, Nick. So don't be a comedian, be a coach.
Ask Kramer. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate it. Len, you get better. Larry Weissman, you're the best, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, guys. Check out Larry Weissman in USA Today. Len Dawson, Channel 9, ABC in Kansas City. We're joined by Peter Costas, one of the best announcers in golf, to talk about, oh, my God, what a surprise, the AP Athlete of the Year over LaDainian Tomlinson, Tiger Woods. Thanks for joining us, Peter.
You got it, say, Nick.
Was this a no-brainer?
I don't think it was the right move. I thought Roger Federer had a better year than either LaDainian or Tiger.
Really? Why?
I mean, I think he lost five matches in I don't know how many years now. I mean, he's in a sport, unfortunately, and he's the kind of personality that doesn't get much attention. And so people don't really give him the due that I think he deserves. Clearly, LaDainian has had a tremendous year, and that doesn't mean that Tiger hasn't had a phenomenal year as well. I just think Tiger's more visible. I think Tiger has a little bit more personality than Federer, and as a consequence, I think most of those things end up being kind of like a validation of a player's personality and likability.
You know, I'm looking at this list here. Tomlinson got 230 votes just behind Tiger. Roger Federer got 110 votes. At the bottom of the list, number 9, is Floyd Landis. How many votes would he have gotten if they had gotten the original drug test right?
Well, again, when you have Lance Armstrong doing what he did for a while, and then you have the drug test associated with Landis, I mean, he's not going to be a popular figure even if he wins the next four or five Tour de France's. So, again, it's a popularity contest to a certain degree, and as such, I think he needs to work on his public persona. I mean, that's part of why people vote for people. They vote for the likability factor.
Yeah, he's not, personality-wise, he's not there yet, but pretty sad to see that ultimately it was a botched test. And you go to Federer, here's another thing I think shows a lot of guts on your part to give that vote to him, given that your allegiance to golf. But Federer is dealing with so much movement, so much risk of injury, that it really is a higher accomplishment from that sense, because it's not as if somebody's going to, you know, tackle Tiger Woods in the middle of the fairway.
Well, no, but I think, you know, and as I said before, and I continue to say it, Frank Cherkinian, our old producer at CBS Sports, taught me this, that all comparisons are odious. Respect accomplishments for what they are and who made them, and don't try to make one better by making another one seem worse. Clearly, Tiger doesn't get hit by any linebackers. He doesn't have to run and chase down golf balls. But there are difficulties in the game of golf that tennis players don't face and football players don't face. They're all unique, and I think they all need to be respected for what they are and the accomplishments that they've made.
One of the things we talk about on this show, though, is it's one thing, as you know, when a Tiger Woods or whoever it is has that one good year. It's very different when every single year they expect you to be at the very top. That's a different level of pressure, and very few people can handle it. Ask Phil Mickelson.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Tiger's one of those elite athletes that has been able to do it, and so is Roger Federer. I think because they're individual sports, I think you have a little bit more control over your own destiny in terms of remaining at the top. I mean, there's no telling that next year, you know, three of the offensive linemen on the Chargers might get injured, and LaDainian has nobody blocking for him. So it would be more difficult for him in a team sport to stay on top on a consistent basis. There are many more moving parts in that sport.
We hope to get Tiger on in the next few weeks. But to his credit, here's what he said. What he, i.e. Federer, has done in tennis, I think, is far greater than what I've done in golf. He's lost, what, 5 matches in 3 years? That's pretty good. Actually, it was 92-5 this year with 12 singles titles, including three of the top ones. So Tiger understands that what Federer accomplished, he was there in the front row when he won the U.S. Open. He understands that maybe Federer is the best choice.
Well, I mean, this is a case where Tiger and I think, agree completely, and that means absolutely no disrespect whatsoever to the accomplishments of Tiger Woods in the year 2006, especially when you consider, you know, the loss of his father and all of the other things that he had to overcome as well. I mean, it's just when you start trying to compare apples and oranges, sometimes a piece of fruit's going to fall from the tree and get bruised.
And also the length of careers, the window of a tennis player. Usually, once you cross that 30 years old barrier, it's pretty tough. Whereas in golf, we've had people like Nicklaus winning the Masters at, what, 46 or something?
Well, yeah, but, and I do think that you're seeing that careers in all sports are being lengthened by virtue of nutrition and workout programs and the athletes being overall better conditioned and understanding better how to take care of their bodies. I mean, you got Randy Johnson still pitching at 43, you know, Nicklaus won at 46. You got tennis players that are staying a little bit longer, although that's such a reactionary sport, and sometimes when you lose your reaction time, there's not much you can do about it. Father Time just beats you down there. But you know, we'll see. I think Federer's accomplishments over the long haul are going to be phenomenal, certainly comparable to Rod Laver and guys who came before him.
We're talking to Peter Kostas from CBS, the swing meister, if you will. And in our last couple minutes, Peter, let's talk about aging and what are the differences that you witness as a coach of the top performers in the world in golf and how they can compensate as they move into their 40s and even 50s. What are the differences? Is there an advantage in terms of experience, in terms of the mental faculty that allows an older player to override the physical shortcomings he begins to develop?
Well, you know, I've always maintained, Nick, that a 45-year-old can work out enough to get a 20-year-old body. You can keep yourself in pretty doggone good shape these days. But a 20-year-old can't get a 45-year-old mind. He can't acquire that experience just because he wants to. So I think one of the reasons you're seeing so many golfers in their mid-late 30s, early 40s having phenomenal success is because they have the experience. I mean, clearly, that's why Tiger, it's one of the reasons why Tiger is a much better golfer today than he was 10 years ago, is because he has so much more patience. He's much more at peace with himself. He's got the mental edge. He always had a little bit of a mental edge. I think his mental edge now is even more phenomenal. And when you combine it with the physique and the conditioning of his body, I look for him to dominate for years to come. So it's easier for the old guys to get a young body. It's not so easy for the young guys to get an old mind.
And of course, Tiger gets to go home to his wife, which isn't a bad thing either.
No comment.
Peter Kostas from CBS. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you, sir. When we come back, final thoughts about aging. Certainly, Martina Navratilova, another accomplishment, the age of 50, winning a mixed doubles grand slam. Unbelievable. We'll be right back on Sports Byline's Head Games and Sirius Satellite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now. I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Abacore with all of today's orders. Abacore is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Abacore. Call now. 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Abacore absolutely free.
Abacore really works. I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
Golf Digest is going to cure your slice now, and that's a guarantee. Introducing the breakthrough video, Cure Your Slice Now, and it's free with your paid subscription to Golf Digest magazine. In this video, top PGA instructor Chuck Cook shows you the seven key phases of the swing and gives you his proven method for better control and longer, straighter drives. And here's our guarantee. If Golf Digest and Cure Your Slice Now doesn't cure your slice and improve your game, cancel the subscription and keep the video free. Every month in Golf Digest, you get easy-to-follow instruction from the best teachers and players in golf, information on the top equipment, the best places to play, and you also get the removable Pocket Tips booklet. Call now. Use your credit card and get your first risk-free issue, the Pocket Tips booklet, and the video free. You get 11 more issues for only $19.77. If your game doesn't improve, cancel your subscription and keep the video, booklet, and magazine free.
Call 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639 for Golf Digest.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We want to thank Len Dawson, Larry Weissman from USA Today, and Peter Costas, the swing coach for CBS. Here's another friend of ours on the golf scene, Gary McCord, talking about when to say when in terms of letting players enjoy the game, whatever it is.
Well, you should always worry about the fundamentals, especially when they're young. You're going to start it off right, and they're going to end up playing golf like you do. So you get a
thank you. Good. And you haven't even seen me play.
No, I haven't, but I can just assume. Give them a nice foundation.
And you're right.
If they want to go in, and let them, then go let them play. Let them have fun. Don't push them or anything like that. They like it. You know, it's tough to get kids into golf with all the other stuff going on, the basketball, the baseball, and so forth. But now with Tiger being there and running the show, basically, and making all that money, there's a lot of parents who are kind of going pushing their kids towards golf because it's kind of a, you know, it sounds like a pretty good deal. So you get them a good foundation. And let them go. But I don't like the parents, you know, pushing them and going to the tournaments and yelling at them and stuff like that. That just doesn't get it. Just let them have fun.
Let them have fun. That was Gary McCord. I want to thank Peter Costas, the McCord Costas Learning Academy. Peter says that he's got a restraining order against Gary McCord from trying to coach too much. But seriously, if you want to find an academy that teaches the right lessons in sport, especially in golf, that's a good place to start. Tomorrow's show, Mark Schlereth from ESPN Primetime will join us. Seth Joyner is going to talk about mentality of playing and what is missing in terms of the fundamentals and some of the things that are happening with, well, whether it's T.O. or some of the other players out there that don't really have the skills to match their physical talent. And Marv Levy, the Hall of Fame head coach and general manager for Buffalo, is going to talk about that loss to Vince Young and about J.P. Lossman, how they're turning it around in Buffalo as well. Thanks for listening to the show. Go to headgamesradio.com. That's headgamesradio.com. And if you ever want to have some fun, call into the show, 800-878-7529. Call in and we'll give you tickets, ticketsnow.com, That's what it's all about. You can get gifts by calling in, being part of this family, or if you just want to listen to the highlights, go to headgamesradio.com. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow on Head Games. This is Nick Lowry saying goodbye on Sports Byline and Sirius 7.